In this episode, discover why email and voicemail are low success tactics and how to optimize for better results.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? All right, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm working on this long form script that I'm doing for a LinkedIn ad, and candidly, it's kind of painful. I mean, it's all in my head, but getting it down into paper is the tricky part. And you know what I realized? I realized that I'd rather spend this time giving you a value bomb. So let's talk about email and voicemail and why they suck, and how if your business is dependent on you generating results and use email or voicemail, why you should consider optimizing for a better way of engaging. First and foremost, let's dig into voicemail. You know, when it comes to voicemail, 80% of calls go directly to voicemail. Like, I don't even answer my phone. It just rings and rings all day and I don't even pick it up. 80% of calls go directly to voicemail, and 90% of first voicemails aren't even returned. So think about this for your business. Like, are you leaving voicemails for people? And if so, is your success tied to like the percentage of calls that come back to you? Because if so, man, you got to take this whole thing to another level. 90% of voicemails aren't returned. That is a low success tactic. The average voicemail response rate, what do you think it is? It's 4.8%. You know what that is? That is a really bad month happening on repeat. So you can't continue to send people voicemails and expect anything in your life to happen with a 4.8% response rate. Out of 100 people, watch me do my University of Arizona math here. Out of 100 people, only 4.8 people are going to reply back to your voicemail. I mean, that just downright sucks. That means you got to call 100 people to get 5 people. And of those 5 people, what percentage are actually going to become customers? It's even smaller than that. You need to be focused on high success tactics. Leaving a voicemail is a really low success tactic. In a past episode, I've told you about how sending a PDF with a proposal is a low success tactic. And I've showed you how to optimize that by creating a show and tell video where you walk people through your proposal. And I've told you how that changed the dynamics and helped get us onto the Inc. 5000 list. But I want you to think about this text message that I got from a client last week. She goes, "Yo, I left you a VM." That's voicemail. And then I didn't respond back right away because I was at a meeting. And she goes, "Yesterday." And then I saw that and I go, "Oh, that's a problem, right?" So I replied back, "Oh, okay. People are still leaving voicemails? I'll check it out." A little smiley face emoji. And she replied back, "Yeah, bro, I went old school on you." Now, this happened this week. And I could have had my biggest client, this is my biggest client, I could have had my biggest client go unanswered because I don't even check my voicemails because it's just littered with political messages or people that are trying to spam me to like take out a new line of credit or whatever the crap that ends up inside of my voicemail. To think that I would miss the opportunity. And because we're results focused, everybody in this audience, it's important if voicemail isn't generating the results, you need to make that shift to what is going to make the results. You know, this is right out of the Tony Robbins sales team training that I did on Monday. And I mean, this is a small piece of a very big training. I'm probably on my 7th or 8th training session with them. So I'm getting to some stuff that I've never got to explain to them, but it's important that you know. When I was a reporter on Deadline, I had a technique. Before I get into the technique, I want to tell you about the world of a reporter on Deadline. Every day, I've got to be on the radio 4 friggin' live hours for our show. We were the number one show in Arizona in drive time, evening drive time, which is the most coveted spot. you could be on in radio, and we had 4 golden hours, the most expensive hours of radio, to bring people the latest news and information. And as a producer and somebody that was on-air talent, I had to come up with 4 live hours every single day. Here's the reporter on deadline technique. A reporter on deadline cannot start a show without having all their elements together. I can't punt into tomorrow. Salespeople that punt into tomorrow or into the next day are the ones that don't hit their goals because they waited. A reporter on deadline has no choice. They need to deliver today or they're stuck on the radio with nothing to talk about. So leaving a voicemail, low success tactic. Also, I want you to realize that when I was down there at 9/11 at the World Trade Center covering it, or at presidential debates, inaugurations, or even the presidential recount in Florida in 2000 between Bush and Gore, I had to make sure that I got my sources on the radio with me. And that means you can't reach out to people and access them, make contact them from one access point. I've always in my head pictured this, like if they don't answer the front door when you knock on it, you got to also hit ding, ding, the doorbell. And if they don't answer the front door and the doorbell, then you got to knock on the back window, the sliding glass door to the living room. Yo, it's Todd. And if they don't come and answer that, you know what you do? You go over to the side window and you bang on the bedroom wall. Everything has to happen. If you can't come in through the front door, go through the side door. If you can't go through the side door, go through the side window. Make contact. And in doing so, you'll be able to achieve your goals. Now, the trick is doing this in a really nice, professional way. Email and voicemail are low success tactics. 98% of text messages are read within 2 minutes. Over a 24-hour period, the percentage of text messages that read near a complete 100%. So I want you to prioritize text messaging at every opportunity, but I also want you to go and send the email, drop a voicemail, and instead, I want you to add video to each of them. Let's talk about that for a moment. Sales reps that use video in prospecting and relationship building and sales emails, they see a 5 times higher open rate and an 8 times higher open to reply rates, right? If you have to use email, optimize it to help you achieve your goals by adding a video on the inside. And when you do it, I'm now going to get a little bit into my nitty gritty here. This is something I've never explained before. But if you have to send an email and you've got a video in there, I want you to use the word video as the first word in the subject. I do it in caps. All caps, yo, I'm yelling it, video! Because I ain't playing around. And then after I do that video, I put a colon there and then I drop that person's first name, Steve. Here's how dot, dot, dot. And it's not salesy. It's got to feel like it's organic. The more personalized and relevant, the easier it'll be for you to engage them. So you already know why video is important, because people are lazy and they're 4 times more likely to watch video than to read anything you send them. And if you put the word video in the subject as the first word and you do it in all caps, video, you're going to command their attention. Then you put their first name and wait a second, let me pump the brakes. Just putting video in the subject is going to give you a 2x, 2 times better open rate. Got it? This is all about optimizing for your results. And you can't get results until you engage these people. So you got to put their name as the second thing. It's a video, colon, Steve. I mean, of course, if their name is Steve. If their name is Karen, you're on your own. But if their name is Steve, you put that in the subject. Why? Because you are going to get better results. Let's talk about Dale Carnegie for a moment. Dale Carnegie is like the guru of sales. He's the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's the only book you need to lead you to success. And he wrote nothing about the internet or email or video marketing. but he's still the guru of sales. And the reason personalization works is, Dale Carnegie says, a person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Now, I want you to think about that. You put Steve's name, if you're emailing Steve, in the subject next to the golden word video because it'll pique his attention. You'll appeal to his ego. You'll say his name. It'll command his eyes. And it's the sweetest word in any language for anybody named Steve. Or what about you? Study yourself. What stops you as you're scrolling through your inbox to identify what is the trigger that makes you open it? Once you do that, you can reverse engineer it. Video, colon, Steve, and then your value, what you're giving them, and make it not salesy. You'll double your open rate. Boom. Now, all of a sudden, yo, you're cooking with gas. Then, inside of your email, I want you to put a screenshot of the video. A screenshot that is hyperlinked to the landing page where they can watch that video. And if you want to pump up the jam by putting that screenshot in there with a play button, you're going to 3x your click-through rate. Yes, 3x improve your results. Now, another way to take it up a higher level past the 3x is by grabbing a dry erase board and writing, if you're trying to send it to Steve, Steve, watch this, and point to it. Look into the camera. Show him your dry erase board. Steve, watch this. And that right there is inside the screenshot image that is hyperlinked to your page, and boom, now you've optimized the click-through past or better than the 3x click-through rate improvement of just using a screenshot. But wait, there's more. There's a golden sentence that everybody on the Wirebuzz sales team is trained to use. I've never revealed this. I revealed it yesterday in my Tony Robbins team training. And yo, you deserve to have it too. Here's the golden sentence. I'm actually going to read the email. And then you can tell me what the golden sentence is. That'll be more fun. Hey, Steve, it was great talking with you moments ago. Just because I'm thorough, please reply back confirming you are able to watch the video below. Here's a quick overview video that highlights the most important info from our call today. I look forward to talking with you and your team about how we can accelerate your sales results. Please let me know your availability for next week. Have a good weekend. Go D-backs, Todd. All right. So what's the most important sentence on the entire thing? Well, and of course, maybe, hey, Steve, because, you know, we're all a little bit obsessed with our name. And it's not go D-backs. I know the dude's a Diamondback fan. I know that because dude was wearing a Diamondbacks ball cap on our Zoom call. And while we waited for Steve's big boss to arrive, we chatted it up about D-back history, right? I aligned with him, but that's not the most important part. It's not great talking with you moments ago. It's not here's a quick overview video that highlights the most important information. That's me sweeping up after the call so I can provide more information. I mean, really, the reality is the person that gets hired today is not the one with the most experience or the longest resume. The person that gets hired today is the one that demonstrates the greatest willingness to go above and beyond and help Steve achieve his goals. That's who gets hired today, but that's not the most important sentence. The magic sentence in this entire email that my team is trained on and Tony's team was trained on yesterday is, and you should write this down because I use this everywhere. Just because I'm thorough, please reply back confirming you are able to watch the video below. Now, why is that important? And really, why have most people not figured this out yet? Because I am a reporter on deadline. And a reporter on deadline ain't gonna wait around for next week or the week later. I got deadlines to live up to, and so do you. So the just because I'm thorough, please reply back confirming you were able to watch the video below. The reason that's so crucial is because it gives me plausible reason tomorrow to be pushy. Because who doesn't like somebody that's thorough? Who doesn't want to hire somebody that's thorough? And I actually asked him in the email please reply back confirming you were able to watch the video below. I didn't say access the video, or I said watch it. And I can go spy on the back end and see if he watched it. But if I don't hear from him and I'm trying to schedule my next meeting sooner rather than later because I got deadlines at the end of the month, and if I start accelerating or prioritizing my next meeting at every opportunity, I can hit my quota goals more than anybody else, because most people slow roll, try to fill up their funnel, and then hope when their funnel is filled, they're going to hit their quota. But I don't do that. I prioritize this. Because I'm thorough, reply back confirming you were able to watch the video below. So tomorrow, I know, yo, Steve hasn't replied back to me. Guess what? Hey, Steve, just because I'm thorough, would you mind replying back confirming you were able to watch the video that I created for you? It's a personalized video. Now all of a sudden I'm adding value. When Steve sees that, he's like, oh man, I'm kind of a jerk. I should have replied back to Todd yesterday, right? And now I'm getting him into the next meeting. So you can do that if you have to use email. I just showed you how to get 2 times higher open rate, how to do better than 3 times higher your click-through rate, how to pique Steve's interest, and if you are going to touch them in every possible way. Oh, sorry. And I mean that like in a very professional, non-HR violation kind of way. I mean that like a touch point, marketing way. Friggin' perverts. And if you need to get a hold of somebody, well, ring the doorbell, knock on the back door, hit the side window, go through every possible way like you're a reporter on deadline. So after you send the email, what do? You don't sit back and wait. You send the text message. And what does the text message say? Jason, because I'm thorough, please reply back confirming you're able to watch the personalized video I just created for you. Let's talk. I'm here for you, man. Todd. Use the same sentence. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to be like, damn, Todd's friggin' thorough. He's on top of the ball. Part of the hiring process is demonstrating that you are thorough, that you are on top of things. Because they know they aren't. They're going to have to hire somebody that is, because they can't afford to chase somebody around who isn't thorough. Set yourself up for success. Go from one door to the next. Knock on all of them. Do it in a way where you're providing value. And they will never see you as being pushy. Now, for those of you that just were like, wait a minute, dude. You're text messaging people and sending them an email? Yeah, I just got our company on the Inc. 5000 list for the fastest growing companies in America. I can't rely on a 20% open rate on email over its entire lifetime. I can't rely on 90% of calls going directly to voicemail. Or 4.8, is that what it is? 4.8% of voicemails getting returned. I can't rely on that. I have goals and responsibilities and deadlines, and I need to accomplish my goals, and so do you. So always add value, provide it in a thorough way, and you'll be surprised how many more people you can usher across the finish line, because you are like the train conductor. All aboard! Letting them know you're going to take them to the end goal destination. And if they aren't on that train, they're not going to get to that end goal. But you are 100% committed to helping them achieve that goal in a timely manner. And when you do that, amazing things happen inside of your funnel, because leads start falling out the bottom like you gave them some type of plunger on the bottom of your funnel, and you just pulled those leads right through. And that's how you optimize email, how you optimize voicemail, and get better results so you can convince and convert más rápido. And I will continue to do my job bringing you the latest information and how you speed up your sales, your marketing, your video results, so you can become a video marketing master.